When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, I came back last night, and I thought in my head, my inner monologue, I went, "Where's my girl?"
Yeah,
and she'd gone to bed, but she wasn't asleep yet. And she came out the door in her pajamas. And she went, just a little smile, amazing.
Oh,
poor girl. What? Yeah, and I was like, "There's my girl. That's my wife."
And
we're not rolling, are we?
But it's not
we
ownership.
Are rolling.
It's not ownership, is it?
And then
said good night, sweetheart.
She went to sleep.
she's
I tried. She
get off. She said no.
Yeah. I've got a mate who gets a bit, when he gets drunk.
What?
He gets a bit touchy.
What, with you?
Not with me. No. That's another friend.
He gets a bit touchy with other...
His wife. So much so that on a couple of occasions, she's had to send him out the room.
So he gets drunk in public... And gets touchy with his own wife.
No, that evening.
The fucking madness.
That evening they'll go home after the lovely evening they've had where they've had loads of drinks and he's drunk and he gets a bit touchy. And a bit too touchy, so she sends him out of the room.
I don't understand. What's the problem?
There's no problem.
Problem? I'm just saying.
Why does she send him out of the room?
Because she's not in the mood, is she?
No, fair enough. And it's, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that she should do something she doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, absolutely. Why does she have to send him out of the room?
Because he just gets a bit touchy.
You're not answering the question, James.
I don't know. That's what she said. That's what she said.
But you didn't
press... He gets a bit touchy. That's what she said.
Did you press him, though? Did you press her?
I thought it was best I didn't. He's my mate. I didn't want to go
into trouble. You need to go and find out.
Okay, well,
come back next week.
I will report back. Okay.
Like, isn't just say, can you please stop that? Enough. Why does she have to send him away? Is what I'm asking. That's what I want to know.
Okay. Cut to Flav. Are you on Flav?
Yeah.
Come back to me.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
Hello?
Who's that?
Is that you? Who's that? Who's that? You called me.
I didn't.
You called me. Flav, is that you?
Yeah.
Hello, Flav.
Oh, mate.
Thanks for calling.
Who is it?
Thanks for calling. We haven't spoken in ages.
What's that?
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, you good, are you?
Yeah.
Still playing football?
Fair bit.
Are you?
No.
No?
I don't know what to say.
I'm still playing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's me, isn't it?
Who?
Kazuyoshi Miura. Yeah. In my 34th season now. Playing in the J League. It's my birthday.
Right.
52 years old. Do you remember in 1986 where I signed my first professional contract? Remember that? Good times. Good times. Anyway, right. Don't call me again. What? Kazuyoshi Miura, 52 years old, still banging in the goals.
Is he?
What a guy. Happy birthday, mate. Hope you're well. Come on the podcast.
Because he'll be watching.
You
do the process. Go over to Japan.
Do the process. That would be amazing.
Is it Japan?
Yeah, he's Japanese, yeah.
Oh, phew.
Isn't that amazing? You signed 34 seasons.
Yeah. Stanley Matthews played to his 54, though, so it's not like...
Well, Kazu broke the world records for oldest professional player and oldest professional goal scorer, records that were set by Sir Stanley Matthews before Kazu was born in 2017. Yeah, this guy blows my mind.
Why?
52.
But he's playing the Tin Pot League. Tin Pot football.
52 though.
So?
Do you think there's someone like the new signing and he's playing up front and someone plays a channel ball and he goes, come on.
I'm 52.
Mate. You're like, come on. No.
You give me the ball to my feet. I'm old enough to be your dad.
I stopped running channels before you were born. I just wanted to talk about him briefly, get a little phone call in. Welcome back.
How much football is he playing, though?
I don't know his stats for this season, but he's still going strong. Did you know Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's birthday this week as well? He's 46, 6 years younger.
I'm going to ask you this every week. Is he going to get the job?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Last week on the podcast, we were saying it was a big weekend for both Solskjaer and Sarri. Solskjaer cut him out of it somewhat unscathed.
Definitely unscathed.
Sarri.
Let's talk
about that. Reasons to listen. Okay, first of all, you've got Ryan Walsh. Says, fellas, just checking in. And in all honesty, I love these videos. I like to think of myself as a saucy lad, but I love nothing more than settling down with a cuppa and tuning in. Keep up the great work.
Podcast, yeah? Anyway, not a video.
Well, exactly. It is a podcast. It's on iTunes. Go subscribe. Had some new ratings this week.
Any reviews?
Buzzing. Yeah, reviews as well, which, as Flav explained last week, ultimately redundant because people don't read them, but we read them.
Yes, it's good for our egos.
And we read them out. So first one, Skidmark 21.
Nice.
Just checking in. Good. Fine, simple. The Candyman. Bit creepy.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Just checking in. A podcast where two people on camera take the piss out of one person off camera for 1 hour to 1.5 hours.
Sums up pretty well. I've got a twist on testing Tanvir this week.
Ooh.
I'll let you know when that happens.
Okay, right.
And it should make him look completely stupid.
Perfect. Sean Lunt. These are all 5-star ratings, by the way. Feel free to go over there and leave a review and we will read it next week. Mm. The pod with everything, they say. Flames are incredible. That's all I need to say, really. If you're not listening to this podcast, then you need to reevaluate your life. Flav and James offer you great football talk apart from Tanvir, like he's a bit of a letdown, but a great editor. They also offer you great romantic advice. I mean, what else does any 16 to 45 year old need? I don't even ask my mates about girls no more. I just wait for a Thursday and listen to Flames' advice. Oh, yeah. Never mind, don't move, lads. Don't stop. Fantastic. That's probably my favourite. Yeet me out of here. 5-star rating. He says, I like this podcast. It makes me feel nice.
That's good. That's...
So welcome.
It's a bonus.
Littered with bits, if this is the first time you're listening or watching the podcast, one of which has risen to the surface, because they do, don't they? They come up, then they crystallise and form, and then they often just drift away. But at the moment, calm takes. It's hot.
Very good.
It's so hot right now.
It's good. It's great because, the internet and social media and just people, it's all like a barrage of, isn't it? Because they got to get the poisonous.
Well, you had some beef this week, didn't you? Got some Twitter beef.
I mean, how? It's hardly...
You've been throwing some hot takes out there in the Twitter sphere. High-profile influencers.
You really want to do... All right. So you're talking about one tweet that I sent to Jack Mate. Because he irritated...
Don't take him on.
I'm not taking anyone
don't
on.
Take him on, mate. Be careful. Pick your battles.
It wasn't really about him. It wasn't really about him. It was just about the kind of... I'd read a lot about this girl and I was getting fed up about the way people are talking about her.
Which girl?
Begum. And... not just her, but it's just like everybody. There's no kind of there's a little, very little thought process other than the fact that she's going to come back and blow us the fuck up.
Yeah,
or fuck her, she's made her bed and lie in it. And that's fine. Like, I get it, right? But when you're a massive influencer, using Twitter, you're influencing the way people think, and that isn't a healthy way.
Do you know what? Everyone needs to calm down a bit, don't they?
They need
so what did you tweet to him? What did you say?
Grow up.
Oh!
How
many retweets on that? How many retweets do you get on that? Do you get a few?
No. Didn't get any.
Shame. Speaking of calm takes, Flav, I can calmly say to you guys at home, and you, Flav, but I won't be looking at you, I'll be looking over here, that OneFootball...
This is weird.
It's probably one of the best apps out there right now when it comes to the football knowledge that you need to get by. Which is a great coincidence because this video is sponsored by OneFootball, the app which brings you live scores, transfer news and stats and all in one place. The app notifies you with live match updates, so if you're unlucky enough to miss a game, you can still keep up to date in real time. That's great stuff, isn't it? Hmm. OneFootball also lets you personalise your news feed, so make sure you're following your club in the app and get updates the minute a news story breaks or a transfer rumour heats up.
Lovely. I'm just reading about all the Spurs stuff right now. Apparently, Llorente wants to retire at Bilbao. I didn't know that.
You can talk about that on your podcast. Do you know what you could do as well? Because you can have specific clubs.
Yeah.
Say, like, normally I wouldn't want to read anything about Chelsea, right?
No, absolutely not.
But the last couple of weeks, it's been brilliant.
Oh, there's lots to talk about.
It's been really good fun. So I actually, at the moment, I'm getting all the Chelsea news so I can just have a good laugh at it. So if you want to get involved, link is in the description. Go check it out. It also supports the podcast if you click on that link, because it shows what, Flav?
It shows all of the good football content.
It also shows that you'll do what we tell you to.
Yeah, absolutely, that we're influential. What I like about it as well is, like, once you select your team, it tells you how many hours and minutes there are to your next play.
Game, right.
So obviously, at the time we're playing with Chelsea, for the time of recording, we had Chelsea, and you can vote on who you want to win. So what percentage of people do you think Chelsea said would win?
Interesting. That's a great question, actually.
Well, give me a guess. I've got an answer here for you.
I think people hate Spurs more than Chelsea. So I'm going to go 55% to Chelsea.
47% think Chelsea will win. Oh. 6% will think it's a draw. And 47% think it's Spurs win.
Tight game. Very tight.
Right down the middle, isn't it?
Right down the middle. Of course, as we say, we're recording before that game, unfortunately. But I'm sure you will give Flav Pelters if quick prediction.
4-1 Spurs.
Wow. Do you know what you did say? You had a mare last week, didn't you?
I don't remember what I said.
Yeah, you did. You went, we did the high pitch bit that people love?
Yeah.
You went, I'll tell you what, James.
What?
And you said, if Man United beat Liverpool,
yeah,
all we've got to do. Oh no, you said the title race is in Spurs' hands. But within that sort of, not rant, but optimistic rant, if anything, you forgot to say that you needed to beat Burnley first.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I said we need to win every game, including Burnley.
You didn't watch it back.
I'm not going to watch it back.
No, you're not going to watch it. So you take my word for it then. I saw that result because I love him dearly. And I thought, fucking hell.
I fucking hate Burnley. I hate Burnley.
Stop it now.
I hope Burnley, as a place, falls off and goes into the sea. With everyone in Burnley in it.
What about their hot pot?
Fuck that.
Famous for it.
You can live without hot pots. Yeah, I've never even seen a hot pot. I don't even know what it is. So, yeah, I'm not bothered by that.
Okay.
It's just the way they play football, isn't it, Jim? It's like they're stuck in the 80s. They've got two donkeys up front. You know, when you've got
effective,
the class and the... Yes, effective, but yeah. Class and... Effective at what? Heading the ball.
When you needed a goal, who did you bring on?
I haven't finished my point. You've got the class Rolls-Royce defenders of Alderweireld and Vertonghen, and that twink, round fourth.
Right.
These are lovely footballers. They're modern defenders. And what does Sean Dyche do?
Doesn't mean it's better.
I'm not saying it's better. I'm saying it's better. So... What does Sean Dyche do? He sticks two units up front, plays a percentage game, smashes them long, and nullifies all of their abilities as defenders. They're no good at heading.
Yeah.
It's not what they do. They play football with the feet, the way football's supposed to be played, Jim.
Interesting.
Chris Wood, ooh. Ashley Barnes,
Stick around with the podcast, because the three from the community this week, one of them revolves around kind of what you've just done there. So stick around for that. Let's get our calm takes out there. Don't point at me, it's rude. Oliver Williams, hashtag calm take. Should Liverpool miss out on the Premier League trophy come May, it is not a bottle job. Anyone competing with this Manchester City team is an achievement in itself. This will not be seen this way by rival fans. However, nice calm take from Oliver there. Flav, thoughts on that?
Doesn't matter what you say. As calm as you are, this isn't about a calm take for you. You're trying to push an agenda.
Me?
No.
This guy.
What's his name?
Oliver.
Oliver, I'm sorry, is he a Liverpool fan?
I presume so.
Yeah. What you're doing, Oliver, the mate, and I appreciate it, you're trying to protect yourself. The whole world is going to have a party if you don't win the league. And, you know, this is something you're just going to have to deal with. The bottle job thing, as you well know, just gets thrown about anyone who doesn't win something.
Correct.
But the bigger problem isn't you being classed as bottle jobs. The bigger problem for you lot is the wild celebrations that's going to be happening.
Do you know what's mad? The closer you get to actually winning it, Liverpool or whoever, the more of a bottle job you are. Which doesn't make sense.
Yeah, really, the jeopardy goes upwards.
Yeah. So say they just fell off a cliff now. Okay, they bottled it. But if they got to last like three games and then lost those three games, despite getting much further along, they'd be bigger bottles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The jeopardy goes up. It's like when Spurs are used to losing semi-finals, right? Cups. You lose in the semi-final, you're like, well, it wouldn't be as painful as losing in the final. So swings and roundabouts, which is not the right attitude.
No.
But you've got to be philosophical about these things.
What do you think about
the Liverpool fans still get upset by the slipped up thing, the Steven Gerrard thing. And that was like 5 years ago. So 4 years ago, wasn't it?
I mean, that's quite a painful pinpoint moment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Slip out of their grasp.
Yeah.
There's no way. You have to use the word slip. Like, even if I don't want to, I don't want to upset anyone. Jürgen Klopp said, I quite like the way that he spins, he's trying to spin it at least. He's saying like this, you've got to remember this isn't the last chance. This is the first chance.
Oh, so that's not, really? Because I thought football was ending at the end of the season.
Well, no, but you've got to, it's about often in football and high profile sport, it's about how you're able to frame pressure moments. Pressure's a good thing.
Yeah,
if you can deal with it.
Yeah,
and we're going to find out if these players can deal with it.
Is that the right attitude to be instilling in your players? Don't worry if you don't win it this year.
I think it is. I would suggest that it is.
I would. It's a much more healthier way to look at it. You get less upset. But it's not. Look, it isn't Liverpool. What Klopp's failing to realise here is the way you're made to feel about your football club is entirely out of your own control. Two things. It's one. It's how badly they play or how well they play. It makes you feel great or bad. You have no control over it.
Yeah.
You invest so heavily in it.
Yeah.
And then the rest of football fans that also have a massive influence, again, which you don't control.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter what Klopp says. If he's talking directly to the Liverpool fans, don't worry, this has been the first of many chance. Man United, Spurs, Arsenal fans are not going to go, oh yeah, Klopp's making sense. We won't tell them apart online. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know, actually, the Liverpool fans are going through the exact same thing the Liverpool players and team are at the moment, aren't they? Just on Twitter. They've just got to keep their head down, get your Beats headphones on, and block away. Do you know what I mean? Or just, you've got to really personalise your news feed. Or if not, maybe head over to the One Football app where you can just have just Liverpool stuff and don't read anything else.
And do you know, if Liverpool do it, they deserve every minute they gloat for, because there has been a horrendous level of negativity aimed at that football club from everybody. And I would just say, as much as I don't like Liverpool, they would deserve it if they won it to be as gloaty as possible.
Rory was saying something on the kickoff about you should want to be hated.
Yeah, I completely
agree with that.
Yeah, well, Spurs are. I don't understand it.
I think sometimes people go, Rory's doing exactly what this dude's doing. And I think you're doing it as well. Because I think you go, I'm in this situation. How do I make the best of it? I go, I don't want to have the same manager for over a year. I just want to win trophies. Okay, because that's working for you right now. That's the spin that'll work for you.
He does do that.
And the same things like with you want to be hated. You want to be hated because you've got no choice. So you might as well go, you might as well stick two fingers up.
But isn't that a positive way to...
You've got no other choice. You've got to get on with it. And that's why sport's great. Because it puts you in certain situations. You've got to find a way to get through it.
I think football is the right thing, though. Because no one wants to be Fulham. Like, Fulham are right, aren't they?
Yeah.
I like Fulham. I like they do all right.
Yeah.
I hope they don't go down.
Yeah.
Great away trip.
Yeah.
Right? Or you go on, I fucking hate Spurs. I hate going to White Hart Lane. It's terrible. They chuck shit at me.
Do you want that? There's two sides of it as well. So QPR, I get that you're irrelevant. Nonsense.
Right. And you're like, I want to be relevant.
No, yeah. I go, but also, I tell you what, when we lose seven on the bounce, I get a little bit of heat because we've got the podcast and we've got to talk about it.
Mm.
But generally, it's a calmer world.
You fly under the radar.
I don't get. So say Spurs really... do a Spursy thing. How many tweets do you get? Do you get a lot of tweets at you?
Not as much as you'd imagine.
Right.
It's generally if you tweet something that you go too early.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But then that's another idea that as a football fan, you need to make the call. Are you going to be that guy who goes early?
Always.
Or are you going to go, I'm not getting involved at any point?
I'm
just not going to get involved when. So this is my philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I just get involved I just get involved when it's working for me.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're in the power position, yeah. You get involved.
Yeah, but I'll also kind of do it once. So, for example, QPR Brentford. Playing them this weekend. Mm. Which we'll talk about in a sec. There's a few derby games this weekend. But we went in the lead. So Brentford had a great start, then fell off a cliff. QPR went past them. Mm. First time, like as soon as we went past them, mind the fucking gap.
Yeah.
Up yours. Right? QPR smiles all around. But then, you get the fear, don't you? You go, okay, right, I'm going to do it once, but I'm not going to do it every single week because, really, I can see Brentford coming back and finishing above us in the league. By the way, there's 1 point between us at the moment because they lost yesterday. But as soon as we drop back down, my mate, who is a go-early guy, is straight on it.
Yeah.
And again, and again, and again, until it ends. Until it ends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's won there? Maybe him, as I describe it to you.
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting done. Yeah.
It's a difficult space.
That said, when we went out for your stag do, you were pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because at the time, Brentford hadn't won a game. I don't think they'd even scored. It was like 4 games in, and you just kept making up make-believe headlines and saying,
so much
Brentford fans turn on manager or whatever.
Yeah, didn't you print out the table when you went above Brentford? When Ada's working here.
See,
I'd leave them all over the.
No, but that's because he went big early.
You think it's
very nuanced. It's very nuanced.
I'm full of shit. You look at yourself with rose tinted glasses.
Yeah, maybe I do. Sorry.
But
that's what this podcast is about.
When Ian Holloway was sacked, we were quite bad.
When what?
When Ian Holloway was sacked, there was posters everywhere.
Ian Holloway update. He's only coming on the fucking process, isn't he?
That's it.
What a guy. Can I just read the text that he sent me? Now, look. So for those of you who don't know, I have a channel which you should go check out called James Norris Orca channel.
20K?
20K this week.
Big 20.
Bada-bar. And I texted Holloway, got his number because I have a series on it called The Process. Me and Flav did it, actually. So you can talk. You can watch that one. Anyway, I text him, and he replied saying, "Oh, I'd love to chat to you." Blah blah blah. He replied saying, "Oh, I'll have a look at your YouTube channel." That was on the Monday, guys. Okay, whole week goes by, nothing.
Every night, did you think about it? Did you get a look at your phone going, "Come on"?
I may have. That next Monday, got to check in, haven't I? Can we move this forward? Give it another go. I say. Good morning, Ian. Hope you had a great weekend. Just wanted to check in. Have you got around to see my YouTube channel? Could put a little link in there as well. It would be great to sit down and do the process with you.
Kiss.
Six kisses. and then he didn't reply.
Did you get a red?
It's a text, so no. Oh, right. He didn't reply. Didn't reply Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday evening, uploading a video in the office. So it was the last one there, I was on my own. Just put the video live, and then my phone went. I got a text, and I was like, "You don't really get texts these days, do you? You just get you on WhatsApp, everyone's on it." And he said, "Yes," as in, "Yes, I saw your channel. I thought it was great. I would be happy to be on that professionally made channel." And then he said, "Please call me Ollie, mate."
Oh, wow.
Because you was calling him Ian?
Because I was calling him Ian.
Because you didn't want to be too familiar.
I was being respectful. He said, "Please call me Ollie, mate."
That's it.
Well, he's a lovely guy.
He's a guy.
Lovely guy.
Well, let's get a date down now. Ollie. Exciting. Anyway.
Do you reckon he watched Side Boob and thought,
story of Side Boob. I like this guy. I did think that. I think that's why I went, here's the link. Watch this one. Watch The Process with Brian. Don't, because I also had got good views in it. So he's going, ooh, I can get some clout here.
Yeah.
Because that's how Ollie's mind probably works.
Well, that's
I was a bit worried he's clicked on the other video.
Just the boiler room set.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big word at the moment, isn't it?
Clout.
Something
clout.
Like about clout
chasing.
Clout chasing.
Yeah, it's the like you and Jack, mate.
Huh?
Like you and Jack, mate.
So he wanted some of your niche audience. So he wanted that clout.
No, but I tweeted him. So I want, would that be considered me?
It's your clout
chaser. Well, you were clout chasing him then.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're a clout chaser.
Another calm take. Christian Hurley. who here's a plug for Christian Hurley. He's got a blog. It's called Thoughtful Football. It's very good. Very good articles on there. He says this.
Big up Christian.
Do you know
Christian ended up working at Ball Street because he used to watch Long Ball Street. That's like the first connection.
And his articles are very, very good.
He's a great writer.
Although, is he trolling us with
good,
this?
Good bloke as well, isn't he? He's good looking.
Take him or leave him, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Hashtag Colin Takes. Sarri is evolving Kante, adding another string to his bow and playing him in his rightful position. Brackets, 12 months in the future.
That's
which leads
good.
Us on to Chelsea. Let's talk about Chelsea. What a week they've had.
Chelsea.
As we said a little bit earlier, unfortunately, yeah, it's the Chelsea Spurs game tonight. So who knows what's happened with Kepa, if he's played or not, or any of that stuff. But what do you think about Kante? Do you think he is playing that? He was amazing in the League Cup final, by the way.
Yeah.
Do I have to show my age by calling it a League Cup final? Maybe.
Doesn't matter.
What do you think about broadly about player power now, with the whole Kepa thing?
Sorry, fucked up there. He made himself look stupid.
He should have
gone on there and fucking punched him. Get the fuck off the pitch.
All the journalists, they wouldn't. That's bulletproof, isn't it? You can't pick holes in that.
Just laid him out.
Just give him a QPR smile.
Yeah.
Once you go in the dressing room, he deserves a little smack.
Smacked us. It's been talked about, and it was over a week ago now. Under a week ago now. So, look, but. Player power isn't. It was completely unusual. It's out of. It was extraordinary. I've never seen anything like it.
I was blown away by it.
Yeah.
I was just like, and. What if Sarri had carried on walking? And went, nah.
Yeah. He just had that moment.
And
didn't
enough.
He? And the clicking. He's like, fuck, yeah. What am I doing?
We've all been there, haven't we? Yeah. We were just like, you cannot. He couldn't control himself.
Yeah. I pushed the fuck.
Yeah. Pushed the fuck. It was. It was incredible because. So we did a video on it with Rory, and it was just so easily solvable.
Yeah.
No, get off.
Get off the pitch, or pretend that you're not going to sub him, and blame Willy Caballero. What the fuck are you doing undressed?
But he'd gone to like Caballero a million times. I was just blown away with that.
Like, who's the captain on that pitch? Who was it?
Azpilicueta
was.
Why wasn't he over there and going get off the pitch? Our manager is telling him to get off the pitch.
So this was really interesting. That this second plug for Christian's blog here, but I read an article he wrote yesterday about it, and he was comparing Game of Thrones to this situation, which is quite interesting. The crux of it was that power is not a thing. It's just something that people see in you.
Yeah, it's faith.
Yeah, and. The fact that he behaved that way, it was a clear. It clearly showed
yes.
that the initial power that any football manager gets when they become the manager, that credit that they get, that power that they get, that clout that they get, you've got to keep a hold of it through your actions. And Sarri, over numerous things, it seems like, has totally lost that power. And another thing that was written in the article, which I thought was bang on, it was a bit like a school kid when he realises the teacher can't do anything.
Yeah, it's like that moment you get where your dad, you're not scared of your dad anymore.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I'm not doing my washing. You do the washing up.
Yeah.
I won't be back at 10 o'clock.
But you care for using 9, son.
That is 3 women in my bedroom. No, you can't have a go.
Wow. A little snapshot into the childhood. Like father, like son. Put some clothes on as well.
Yeah, so this it's those little moments where you think there's wider issues that we never quite know about, but we're talking about his relationship with the players is shot. The fact that his captain didn't back him.
Yeah.
The fact that what you had Luis coming at you opening again. Don't come off. Stay on. He's a fucking prick. Stay on.
What are you doing after this?
Yeah.
He's not eating.
Should we get a kebab? Your boss said we shouldn't be eating kebabs.
Yeah, fucking look at
him. Looks like a fucking.
He's smoking. We'll do it. Tamvir's here.
Hello.
Hi, T.
Yeah.
Tamvir on the ones and twos. Quick up. So, testing Tamvir. Let's do it. Oh, you've got a twist on this. Just so you know, normally, Tanvir is on the ones and twos. He knows so little about football. It's got to a point where people send in names of incredibly high-profile footballers who've done so much in the game, and we find out if Tanvir somehow doesn't know them despite working in football media. Am I still testing Tanvir, or have you got a twist on it?
No, we're still testing Tanvir, okay. But it's not just football now. It's just anybody.
Oh, the wider world.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's interesting.
And if you don't know them, you've got some homework to do.
That reminds me.
And you've got to tell us. You've got to give us a paragraph on that person.
I'm not
homework
next week.
Homework, amazing.
This is your job. You like your job? Not really.
No, true.
Couldn't give a shit.
It reminds me of Loz sent me this tweet.
Trying to better you.
Yeah. Bettering Tanvir.
Bettering Tanvir.
Bettering Tanvir.
Yeah, bettering Tanvir.
Loz sent me this little video of a clip from Saturday Kitchen or Sunday Brunch or whatever it's called. Mm. And it's Richard Blackwood.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It was incredible.
Richard Blackwood. They're asking Richard Blackwood to put the zest of a lemon.
And he's like,
just the zest then. Yeah, He goes to cut, he gets a knife. He went, no, you don't need to, the zest. The zest.
No, he gets the knife. And he cuts it, and what's the geezer name? The presenter?
Tim Lovejoy.
Yeah, Lovejoy's looking at him going, why have you cut the lemon off? Oh, it's just, you know,
for the zest.
For the zest, isn't it? And then he gets it. Tim Lovejoy looking at him, great
in the front of it.
The front of it. And then the thing goes, what are you doing? The pill. Oh, yeah, the pill.
He starts to cut off the pill. And so, do you know what? The reason I thought that is because, so I did the process with Loz yesterday, and there were a couple of words he said, and I went, I didn't know what the word was.
Oh, really?
I didn't know what it meant. And that's what's going to happen with Tanvir now. So have you got a name? Have you got someone? Fucking hell.
Bill Clinton.
Who was he and what did he do?
American Prime Minister.
Prime Minister? What?
I was so close.
No, you're right. But
no,
what
he's
is
not
what,
right?
But I mean, he's right. He's American.
Prime Minister. What are you a fucking?
I mean, not
toddler.
Prime Minister. President. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because he's under pressure. He's panicked.
Yeah, yeah.
He's panicked. All right.
This is good for you as well. Under pressure.
Goebbels.
What?
Do you know?
Who?
Goebbels.
Joseph Goebbels.
Hey, my man.
Get in there. History A level.
For a second, your eyes went.
Do I? It's a little pet.
Goebbels.
Right. Seven. Tatty said this, just checking in, love listening to the pod. However, I found that the other night, the memory of the lack of footballing knowledge displayed by Tanvir woke me up in a panic.
He should find someone else to worry about.
Chasing clout?
Chasing clout,
yeah.
He hasn't got any subscribers. As a primary school teacher, who this year has realised that I'm no longer even considered to be nearly cool, it occurred to me that perhaps it was my own ridiculous need to educate that is the issue.
Better in Tanvir.
And not Tanvir's utter ineptitude.
Wow.
Does he know what that means? With this in mind, I pretty much scrapped half of my maths and literacy lessons and instead played random football player hangman with my class of 8 to 9-year-olds. Do you lads think that this should become a more frequent part of my teaching? And how would you suggest I approach my colleagues about rolling football history as a core subject across the curriculum?
So one of my mates is a teacher, and the shit he gets up to, he definitely shouldn't be in charge of kids. But let's leave that to one side. He does like pop quizzes every single day.
Can you leave that to one side?
Not based on anything that's really going to hurt the children, more on his life choices outside.
I mean, who knows? He could do.
What is going on?
Nothing, he just parties a lot. Anyway, look, he does pop quizzes and he introduces football into the pop quizzes because he's a big Spurs fan.
Right.
All he does, all his questions are about Spurs players, but he uses players as a mechanism to teach them about maths or... And it's really good.
So it can be done.
Can be done.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in that way, you'll get up their football knowledge. And if later down the line they're doing the vision mixing on a podcast, a very niche podcast, they'll be good to go.
Yeah. I think there's more important things than them learning players' names.
Yeah, maybe. So here we go. Anyway, Faiz Sankari, love this podcast. He won't get any of these, he says.
He.
Wow.
Test Tanvir. Freddie Ljungberg, who did he play for? And what was his position?
Know.
Freddie Ljungberg. Really?
He's Swedish.
Well done.
Guess that from the name.
Who did he play for?
Doesn't know. Come
on. Eidegger Johnson.
Doesn't know.
Don't know.
So recent. He played at Euro 2016. We saw him warm up. Richard Dunn.
I think the new game of this is I should guess whether you should ask me and I'll tell you whether he knows.
Just to save ourselves the time.
Yeah, don't even
Richard Dunn.
No, you don't know that.
No.
Somebody would shake of head. Marco Materazzi. Come on.
No,
he doesn't.
One of the most mental moments in football. Zinedine Zidane's headbutt.
Oh, we got headbutted by Zidane.
So you can't just say it like
that. I knew that. Yeah, yeah.
And Jurgen Klinsmann. Flav, do you think you'll get that one?
No.
Great.
He's right. World Cup winner.
He was right. I didn't get any of those.
Spurs versus Arsenal this weekend. You hate them, don't you? Thoughts going into this one should be... Do you feel a bit more confident? Because it seems quite clear that these games always end in the home team winning.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Do you know what
that's mean?
It.
Nah. Yeah.
Do you mean?
Yeah. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
How do you feel about that one? How do you feel about Pochettino's current behaviour?
Good.
Mike Dean, he's losing his way a bit. He's acting a bit recklessly. You know, it might lead him to making some strange decisions for his future. Does he want out?
No. I like it. I like seeing him do that. I wouldn't need to punch my Dean in the face.
That can't be your answer to everything. Flames of ice still to come.
Now listen, the best managers or the ones, the teams that are most successful will have like a kind of a manager that loses the plot a little bit.
Like, once in a while is probably good. We're talking about like the retaining the power. I think every so often you probably need to do something like that just to let people think, is he crazy? Just so you go, I'll be in on time.
Yeah. And it's the same with the Kepa situation. Really, 1 week fine, he should be fucking binned in the reserves for the rest of the season.
You know what they should do? He should start the game and then he should
just take him off
in the first minute.
That would be amazing. If that's happened, that would be really good.
That would
be a smart move. And he just, as he subs him off, he just looks at everyone and goes...
No, he'll go. No, I'm all right.
I'm staying on.
Like, no, that is. If he does the thing again and Kepa goes, no, then that Sarri's just like, I doubled down, didn't he? He's doubling down. He's gone totally tits
up. He just plays two goalkeepers.
Yeah.
Basically, the next game he picks one Wally Caballero and Kepa just walks out on the pitch as well and refuses to go back. Both of them are standing there.
Fucking hell. Liverpool versus Everton.
Can talk about the Arsenal game very briefly.
If you want to, go on.
It is a beat.
There are a lot of derby games this week. Once again, I put the tweet out. Once again, I wasn't happy with the end product coming back in terms of derby games.
Yeah.
And there are four derby games this week. Four big ones. Spurs, Arsenal, Liverpool, Everton, Chelsea, Fulham, which is sort of a derby, and QPR, Brentford. Oh. I'll be there. Great win for the R's against Leeds. Can anyone stop Leeds? Yes.
QPR
can.
Up the R's.
Yep. Brentford lost as well.
Did you go last night?
Hawks.
I did go.
Do you know what was great? I went to that game and I thought, eight games we played in that month. We lost, well, it was the eighth game. We'd lost all of them. Right? And we'd had bad luck and all that stuff. And you think, look, this squad's tired. And I went to the game and I thought, look, this is going to be a struggle. And the boys, they gave everything.
Clean sheet as well.
And I tell you what, there's nothing better than a hard-fought win against a team no one thought you were going to beat.
And it's so like, there's a kind of set number of reactions to one of those relief-filled wins. So when the final whistle goes, what did you do?
I'm noticing patterns in what I do. Yeah, it was yeses. I scream yes, like, 40 seconds after the goal, I'm still going, yes!
Yeah.
And I also, the initial, and you can see this on the England-Colombia game, or Tunisia game, or whatever it was, I can't remember. But I seem to go, I celebrate, and then I go, fuck off! For some reason, that's my thing, yeah. I go mad, and then go, fuck off.
I say...
To the opposition.
Have that, you Yeah. C-bomb a yes. lot. Especially when we're playing Arsenal, if we score.
Lovely.
Have that, you. Lovely. Have that, you. Yeah. No. Sucker.
I tell you what, Brentford should be, they should be beating us at home, where they've been playing recently. If they don't.
They're not really, they've only won one game away from home all season.
Yeah, they are crap away. And that's why them losing yesterday, I'm not too bothered about that. I'll be there, on the terrace as well, old school. Because, I mean, it's a club that's in the dark.
Taking Stanley.
We're taking Stanley.
Stanley.
Stanley. My tool. Yeah. Nah, tool up. That's my tool.
That's my tool.
Big game. And Chelsea Fulham as well. Withian when it comes to those derby games.
I'm saying, I can see Spurs. You can clip this up, send it out now. Spurs beating Arsenal 5-1.
5-1.
I can feel it. In the bones. I can see Chelsea beating Fulham 5-1.
Wow, lots of goals.
And I can see Brentford losing.
Hello.
To QPR.
Correct.
5-1.
5-1. Wow.
You take that?
That is.
Would you take those set of events?
Would I take that? Yeah, I think I'll take that one. Yeah. That'd be class. Tell you, this would be a fun podcast next week if we both win 5-1 against our rivals. Yes, please.
When you watch it, because you know Arsenal fans. You've got mates of Arsenal fans. One of your best friends is an Arsenal fan. I'm a Spurs fan. When you're watching that game, who are you siding with? Right. Are you looking at it going, I really hope Spurs win?
Yeah, I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because of me?
Yeah.
Oh.
And until the general message that I get from the Arsenal fan base, and a lot of them, I do get that from a lot of them, well, I've been a bit annoyed by some Arsenal fans. Don't get angry if you're not that fan. But some Arsenal fans is that. So when we did the kickoff and Arsenal beats Southampton.
Yeah.
And in my head, I said to myself, does that mean Emery's good this week then?
But why didn't you say that on the kickoff?
I didn't get the opportunity.
So. Yeah, there was a lot of
people on it. Yeah. But so until my mind's not thinking like that about Arsenal fans. Then
you'll stick with.
Then I want Spurs to do well, and of course you're my mate, so I want you guys to do well.
No, I'm just wondering like how much we're. I'm basically asking who's your better mate.
Well, the other mate, it's a bit weird because he's a Brentford fan as well, isn't he? He's more a Brentford fan than us.
Yeah.
If he
he talks about us, he says we. So that's.
Yeah, because he was up to about. 13, he was an Arsenal fan, and then he got priced out. So he went to go see Brentford, and then stopped.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brentford ever since.
Once a gooner, always a gooner.
Yeah, I would suggest that as well. He takes massive delight in Spurs failing.
Does he? Yeah. I mean, that's the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
I respect him for that.
Yeah, that's all part of the fun. Three from the community. Finny Patch, our sis.
It's hot in here.
He says, talk about this. He says, the laziness of TV punditry when it comes to teams in the relegation zone. This is what I was talking about earlier
on. It's not lazy.
Brings out more meaningless platitudes about fight and grit than commentary on a journeyman boxer.
Mate, lads, what? People don't give a shit. They don't care.
About what?
About fucking teams in the bottom three. Yeah. Boring.
I agree.
Is it boring? How's it boring?
No, all right, let me answer seriously. You can't expect everyone to know. Pundits are not there because they're passionate about football. Pundits are there because they're getting a good wage to do it. And what they do is they get given a book, a paper like this, right? Might be a bit longer, that some poor little intern spent four weeks writing. And then they go, oh, fuck, I've got to remember this about Fulham. Because who gives a fuck about Fulham? What? If you're a pundit, you're not passionate. These are ex-footballers, they're not passionate about...
So you're saying you should only be bothered about the top teams?
No, I'm saying no one really gives a shit about any of them. Any of your teams.
Because?
Because
who's... So blanket rule. So apart from their team, they don't care about any of them?
I would say that they don't care enough to know intricate details about them. So you just serve up a platitude. Huddersfield, you know, ain't got to fight this season, have they? They're not with it. Mm-hmm. Second season syndrome. Because it's right, and they don't have to think anymore, and then they put their check up and go away. That's what pundits are. That's what they do.
Okay, are you
the
saying
ones
that's
are
fine?
The ones that are genuinely interested. The ones that are a bit geeky.
You're saying that's fine.
I'm saying it just is the way it is.
I would suggest that's a lack of respect.
I think
to the other teams in the league.
Cool, but that you're bitter because you chose a shit club to support.
Well, first of all, I didn't choose a shit club to support.
Yeah, he did.
My dad chose it. Or my dad's dad chose it.
And your dad is a really intelligent man, so it's surprising.
Well.
Oh, Gary Alcock.
You don't get to choose, do you? No, you didn't get to choose.
You don't choose
your
football club.
I mean, Tanvir, I presume you chose.
You absolutely chose, 100%.
I did, yeah.
Did you? Why did you choose Man United?
I did actually. I have a lot of family in Manchester.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up.
My dad's actually a Liverpool fan.
Listen.
I didn't like that.
Listen.
My dad's actually a Liverpool fan.
I was talking to Sam Peoples who. This is behind the curtain somewhat, but Atambi started working at Ball Street because he originally worked with the United Channel, United Fan People's TV. Sam has an inkling that you just put that you supported United.
To get the job.
To get the job, right?
Yeah,
and then just had to stick with it.
That is a long running lie. That would explain a lot though.
He's a liar. And not only that, it's to get ahead. You're lying to get ahead. Nah. What other disgraceful things have you done? You know, I think that's up there with the blowjob playing FIFA.
Let's get back to this. Let's let him off the hook for now. If you want actual thoughts on the lower half table, and I printed out the table for you, just in case you weren't aware of it, my feelings on it are, I worry for Southampton because I think they have faux quality when it comes to their team. I like the new manager and I think their performance...
What's his name?
Hasenhüttl, right. I struggle with, but I also like saying it.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I'm getting it right or not. From the start, I felt like Cardiff will go down. I think we are now getting to that moment in the season where you need a little bit more quality. I think the fight and grit that they've shown and the smart gamesmanship that Neil Warnock teams have and the lack of experience that Cardiff have. So if you look at Cardiff's team, they don't have anyone. They haven't given a single minute to anyone under the age of 22.
I know what you're doing.
What?
I know what you're doing.
I'm having a conversation about the other teams in the league.
I know, James, I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're like, oh, pundits don't have a job. Look how great I'm at this. I'll have their job one
day. Match of the day.
Hire me.
No, I'm not. You're giving them a bit of the spotlight for a second.
Why?
We don't do it enough.
We? No one out there wants to know about Cardiff. Go on, tell me some more about it.
I was saying that I still think Cardiff will go down because Brighton, I think, have more quality than they're showing, although they are on a very bad run. They've only got like 1 point since December 29th or something ridiculous like that.
It's a real shame that Burnley have got out, isn't it?
Burnley could still get sucked in there, but I think, again, they're
they'll
be all right. They probably will be all right.
It's a bad smell, Burnley.
In terms of the quality of the squads as I say, I think Southampton is like, it's like fake quality that they've got there. Like they played all right against Arsenal actually the other day.
Did they?
But they had Redmond and Stuart Armstrong up front. And people think they're really good players.
But I don't think
they are good enough to be your front two in games of football.
I thought Redmond was more of a wide player.
He is. He can do that as well. Or he can be a number 10. But I think he's a poor man's number 10. I don't think he's actually that good. And I don't, I just, it's the same thing. They just don't score enough goals, really. So I think, but I think they'll get away with it. I think Cardiff will go down. Your thoughts, man?
My thoughts are, is that enough for that?
Can be if you want it to be.
I don't know.
Fine. At least you're honest. At least you're honest.
Look, I could make some shit up if you want.
Nah, leave it then.
All right.
Hopefully that answers your question. Christopher Gordon said, talk about weird refs and what you think Mike Dean said to Poch. Answer that quickly because we spoke about it.
Yeah, on the pod, we think that Mike Dean was having an affair with Poch's mum and he bumped her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and Poch weren't happy. Yeah. And Mike Dean said, well, I'm not going to apologise. Because
it was, I asked it was, for consent, she said yes.
She enjoyed it and I enjoyed it. And Potts didn't agree.
Cool. And finally, Patrick M at Choppertron. He says, has Brendan Rodgers got one of the best midfields in the Prem to play with? And on a wider level, Brendan Rodgers is back. Hooray or not?
Oh, definitely not. It's
not a fan?
Weird.
Do you know what's... He has got a bit of a messiah complex, hasn't he?
He's completely weird.
See, the like... Some of the comments that he's kind of said, this is going to be a special time for this club. He's got a...
Well, hang on, they just won the league 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
You will not have it better than this.
And they're going,
Brendan?
He's just, sure? Yeah, he's so odd. He just gets up. Everything he does is odd. Like, there was a Daily Mail article, wasn't there? And it listed seven weird things that Rodgers has done.
Which I thought some of those weird things were harsh. Okay. There's, he deluded Brendan.
He's got to be.
He's done him, isn't he? No, but he's also done Brendan Rodgers. But well, I guess what came first? Brendan Rodgers or deluded Brendan?
I think deluded Brendan, for those that don't know, is a Twitter account. I'm sure they do. But
probably.
I reckon he just saw it in Rodgers way before everyone else.
This is what a quote this is by Brendan Rodgers. Sorry, he's promised the players there are special things on the horizon, and he'll be doing a presentation on Thursday to the players.
But they can't. And Dembele said, who they sold to Lyon from Celtic, tweeted something along the lines of, "I told you there was something
interesting."
Yeah, told you there was something up with this guy.
What? Because what? Who would leave Celtic to go to Leicester?
He just thinks he's snaked. A lot of Celtic fans feel like he snaked them.
Yeah, I think he's very ambitious.
Halfway through a season.
I think he's very ambitious. And going back to the weird things that he does, one was like falling asleep on an EasyJet plane. Yeah. That's not weird.
Oh, no, hang on a second. But he leaves to go to Leicester. Leicester are a smaller club than Celtic, right?
Yes.
Right? You can't wait seven games, eight games, whatever's left, to ensure that Celtic win the title. You go, actually, no, the Leicester job is more important than another title challenge for fucking 50,000 people.
I actually think it's a 50-50 call. Because can Brendan Rodgers get a better job and work with already a better squad than Leicester? Can he get a better job than that? And he's also got a free pre-season for the rest of this season.
Yeah, that's fine. I get it. I understand the logic there. But just don't be a snake. It doesn't matter whether the options are there or not. You say, no, actually, I've got a contract with Celtic. I need to honour that.
I'll be there June the 1st.
Yeah, I'll come in the summer. Don't say anything. Doesn't it leak? Everyone's happy. But no, it's just like, actually, no, I want all the cake and I'm going to eat it for myself. Fuck Celtic.
I think it's ruthless. I think because he's got the rest of the season, he can go, oh, I like you, I don't like you, you're up to it, you're not in games that matter.
Leicester really, really got a nice squad.
Really good squad. Yeah. Sure, the more you look at it, that first 11 as well. Schmeichel, he should go, Kasper Schmeichel. He should be playing for a really big club. I think he's awesome, Kasper Schmeichel. Mm. Really do. And I think he's always been great.
Indeed, in midfield. Madison.
I've got. I can pretty reel it off in my head.
Vardy can still do
the
it.
Back four. Pereira's great.
Yeah.
You've got Johnny Evans, who Man City wanted last season, and Harry Maguire, who's class.
Yeah.
Chilwell.
I love Chilwell.
Everyone loves Chilwell.
Chilwell. He also. You look at him, you think, oh, he's like, I don't know, a home counties boy. Talks like an absolute roadman.
Does he? Yeah. Does he?
you wouldn't expect it.
Tielemans is a really talented guy. Yeah. He just kind of went wrong at Monaco and played pretty well against
Weird football club as well.
Yeah, weird football club. Ndidi is great.
Yep.
Madison is very exciting. He's only going to get better.
Yep.
Harvey Barnes was probably the best player in the championship until he moved to Leicester. He's gone straight into that side.
Harvey Barnes is quality.
and all these players are young as well. They're coming into the prime of their year. Gray's great. Can he step up another level? I think he probably can. And Vardy does the business, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I think the right coach, like, I was really surprised at Puel and how bad he's done in terms of the results. Because when he came to Spurs, he was so good. They were good. Leicester were really, really good. It just like they didn't quite have the experience on Guile to manage the game properly. But
from what I just heard, that was probably like the one decent performance since January.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. I don't really watch them that much, but I've seen.
But they did play well against you. They did. They deserve something from that. Iheanacho on the bench. Okazaki on the bench.
It's just there's so much potential there, and the right manager would be able to bring that on. I think in terms of special times, I mean, you look at that squad and think that's capable of finishing the top six with a good manager.
Yeah. People often kind of roll their eyes. I think them and Everton, in terms of squads and players and names, Everton might be a little bit different, but probably not.
Not in terms of quality.
Quality there.
I wouldn't say Everton have a better squad than... Or might have a better squad, but not a better first...
That's a good one to...
Squad of 16.
Let us know in the comments, because who's got a better squad, Everton or Leicester? I'd be fascinated to know. Because, yeah, I was driving, listening to 606, and someone was saying, this is a squad that's good enough to get in the top four, the Leicester squad.
That's a bit of a reach.
That might be a bit of a reach. Yeah. But, yeah, Everton, Pickford in goal, Coleman, Keane, Jagielka, Dinier, Idrissa Gueye, who can be good. For some reason, they haven't been able to get the best out of him. Sigurdsson scored twice yesterday. Lookman is going to get better and better, surely. Calvert-Lewin, maybe it is Leicester. Let us know in the comments below. Let's keep on moving. Do you think he'll do well there at Leicester, actually?
He's done well wherever he's gone, really. He hasn't had a bad job. I think it was, was he at Derby?
He was at Swansea.
Swansea. Oh, he got Swansea, yeah. He took over from Martinez, didn't he?
Yeah. Is Watford or Reading somewhere he had a little
He had one,
trouble.
I think it might have been Watford. He had one stinker, but other than that, he's delivered success, more or less. Mm. I mean, might not have been in trophies, but in terms of overall performance and style of play, Liverpool, he did good.
Yeah.
Nearly won the league if it wasn't for the slip. It was, you know, Celtic. He was on the verge of winning three in a row. Gave all that up.
That's strange. That is the strange bit for me. Like... it's tough. It is a really tough call, but you can really, you know, that's massive.
It's a tough call, but you do the right thing or don't do the right thing. You chose not to, so in my opinion.
Okay. Last week, we asked you this question. Loads of you got it right. I was born in 1986 and I'm a midfielder. Could be me at this point. I played in England between 2011 and 2014. Still me. And then again, 2015, 2018, still me. I played in the FA Cup in 2016. I also played for my country at Euro 2012, 2016, and 2004 World Cup. Johan Cabaye. Lots of you got it. Well done. This week, I was born in Birmingham in 1974.
Could be me.
And I played for five clubs in the Premier League as a defensive midfielder. I won 40 caps for the Republic of Ireland. I was relegated for the first three Premier League clubs I played for.
Andy Townsend?
No. Do you know one thing I know about Andy Townsend that not many people know?
Is big old...
No, I don't know that. He told the story that Gazza went to play at Middlesbrough and he played with Andy Townsend in the same squad. And he went up to him and went, what's that funny thing you do with your lip? And Andy Townsend was like, what? And it says Andy Townsend, when he runs, he goes, he had this little twitch that he did when he was playing football.
Mm.
And Andy
never
Townsend
knew.
Told, no, he did, but he'd been trying to like, he'd trying to keep it quiet, but he couldn't help it the whole time. And Gazza had spotted it like, straight away. Yeah. Right at the end of his career, and he was like, Gazza, please don't tell anyone about my trumpet blowing. There you go. So let's know who that person is. Get your bits out for the lads.
Get your bits out for the lads.
Last week, someone said, who is it? I think it was Jad Haydar, but if it's not, I apologise. He was saying, shag, marry, kill, get involved. you said, shag, marry, kill,
everyone
us three.
Everyone said kill Tanvir.
Everyone said kill Tanvir, yeah.
Actually, saw one comment. Dottie said she'd marry me.
Dottie did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dottie's also a lesbian.
Dottie the lesbian. Dottie Foster the lesbian, yeah.
It's all right, all right.
She said she'd marry you. Because that is a gamble, isn't it? That is like mystery box, because you don't know what he looks like. People don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, but he's got a voice like Silk, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's true. And we've kind of been going about, I guess the things we've said to describe him.
Works out.
Mm. So Dottie's gone with that. Fair enough. But generally, yeah, but sort of 50-50 split on shag and marry with me and you.
I thought I got more shags.
Yeah, I probably thought that too.
But
which I don't know if I'm happy with or not.
Well, I'm not okay with that. What am I, just some sort of vessel for you to put your thing into?
Yeah, and what, am I not hot enough just to shag and leave?
No, but you get both when you're married, don't you? You get a lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm getting married soon, so I hope so.
Okay.
It's getting to the stage of, come on.
Go on.
Come on. Oh, go on.
Or it's like, are we having sex later?
Yeah. I hope we never get to that stage.
There's nothing wrong if you do.
What you mean, just ask?
No, just checking in before the appointment.
I'm just trying to figure out, because obviously got a plan, brush my teeth and that. Are we? We're gonna have sex.
Is that happening? Is that still happening? I'm doing a washing. We've had dinner. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
See what's on.
She's like this. She's like. Yes.
Yeah. That's why I ask when she's in another room.
Yes.
My own self-esteem. Right. Finley Zimmerman said, "Shag, marry, kill: Bobby Zamora, Harry Redknapp, Susan Boyle." Tanvi. I don't know, can you play along with this one? Do you know who these people are?
Yeah.
Okay, you can play along as well. So, do you want to go? I've got one.
Yeah, you do, I don't.
I would shag Susan Boyle because...
I'm straight.
Because she's a woman.
It makes things easier.
Yeah. I would marry Bobby Zamora because we could just talk about the playoff final.
Yeah, but Redknapp we could talk about for all. Like, Zamora would get boring. Redknapp
I'm going to kill Redknapp. Because he's had a long life. He's had enough. Though poor Susan, his wife, should be bits, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how I would do it.
Well, I don't really have an opinion.
I would have married Harry Redknapp.
Yeah. Redknapp's the only one I'm interested in there.
Yeah.
He'd have good stories. He's probably got a better chat, hasn't he?
Yeah. And you know, when he was manager at Tottenham, I said a lot of bad things about him.
Did you mean it?
I meant it, yeah. Okay. At the time.
The other thing, I don't know how it came out, but it was in the comments, so I just thought it was interesting. MVW, overrated player, most overrated player. I think it was from Free in the Community. Most overrated player post 2000. He said Ryan Giggs, most overrated player since 2000.
Don't ask that. But what...
Sorry, go.
That's harsh. He was very, very good.
He was very good. Was he as good as everyone? Would he have been that good at Everton?
Yes.
Yeah.
The way he plays, he's in a low percentage style of football. So he was doing the most difficult things. So his balls into box and he's trying to create space is one of the hardest things to do.
One of the best teams of all time.
But he would consistently deliver. And that's what's... So whereas Ginola was incredible, but five times out of ten, he would lose the ball.
Oh, really? His end product wasn't there?
Well,
interesting.
It was, but it wasn't as good as, say, Ryan Giggs is.
Okay.
And for him to be as successful as he was in that position and create as many chances as he did where other players wouldn't have because of his ability suggests that he wasn't overrated, in my opinion.
The other one was Ali El Arabi, the most overrated footballer, not only in the last 20 years, but of all time, Sergio Ramos.
What?
No, he's incredible.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty ridiculous. Disappointing headline. Two I've got.
Do you see he's been charged with getting a yellow card?
Ramos charged by UEFA for deliberate booking. He's a dick, isn't he? Like, what a footballer.
He's a dick.
But he's an arse.
Yeah, but his job's not, he doesn't give a shit. And I like that.
He's one of those players where if he was on your team, you'd love him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But because we're not on his team, everyone hates him.
I don't hate him.
I'd say I really don't. I know he's a good footballer, but don't like him.
Do you know what I don't like? That's a 2-1 win against Ajax, and he deliberately got a booking because he doesn't want to be suspended for the later stage.
The arrogance.
The arrogance of that.
I get the arrogance, but he's probably right. They are going to get through.
God, I hope Ajax get through.
Oh, so do I. Absolutely.
Right.
I love
that. The arrogance.
Yeah, but he is arrogant, and that's what makes him the footballer he is. I don't know whether I've said I hated him before. I feel like I have. But where I'm at position now, right now, how I feel, I'm like, if it was one of my players, I'd want them to do that. I would want them to be available for the semi-finals. So, like Tanvir says, it's...
But it's not just that, it's the play acting, the diving.
Yeah, but that's Spanish football, man. That's
just a very dirty player in
El Clasico is one of the most infuriating games of football to watch.
I
don't even bother.
I can't handle it. What? Cannot handle it. Puyol was the worst.
Puyol was terrible.
Just run into the ref, run into the ref. Yeah, and got nothing to do with
Puyol's got this reputation of being hard man, gets on with it. He was as bad as the rest of them.
Do you know, footballers that made you feel a bit sick.
Yeah, Pepe made me feel a bit sick.
That's a good one.
Reyes of Arsenal. He made me feel a bit sick. Fabregas, sick. Tony Adams, sick.
God, I can't think of any right now.
David Seaman, sick. Ray Parlour,
with the hair. That was difficult. That was very difficult. Because, as you know, can't deal with men with ponytails. Makes me so sick. Right, footballers' wangs can happen to you.
Oh, so are we giving this up or not?
Well, I've got sort of one.
I thought you were worried about your career.
I said when we've got something, we'll have it.
Go on, then.
This is it. We haven't got anything after this.
I love this.
Footballers' wang can happen to you. Look at me.
I've seen tells.
Occasionally it can happen. But you know you've got to be strong. Wong.
Why have you got to be strong? Because you've seen one, you've got to deal with it, process it.
Yeah. All right. Shag, marry, kill, Jared Blake. Adebayor's big wang. Akinfenwa's chunky wang. And Peter Crouch's pointy wang.
Why is Adebayor and...
I presume this guy's seen him.
This is suspect.
Yeah. What am I choosing here?
Shag, marry, kill. You've got to deal with these things. Adebayor's big wang. Akinfenwa's chunky wang. And Peter Crouch's pointy wang.
I would have to say that... What did you say? Adebayor, Akinfenwa and...
Crouch.
I think I'd have to kill Akinfenwa. Because...
Tactical.
That isn't... Yeah. I'm going to be in no shape, no decent shape, after a session with him. So, and I'd shag Adebayor just to get it over and done with. Just can't imagine him being the most loyal husband. And then just left with funny Peter Crouch, didn't we?
Yeah. You could start up a podcast with him, couldn't you?
I think he's already done one.
Right, just do another one.
Okay.
Happy headlines, very brief one. I just wanted to acknowledge this. Very pleased for Blackpool, who's their owner, Owen Oyston, being kind of removed now. Yeah. It looks like it's all coming to an end.
Yeah.
And when I was reading the story, there's a new board being brought in for the club. And one of the people who's going to be involved in that board, I think he can't vote, but he's kind of almost there to kind of oversee what's going on, is Tim Fielding, who is the guy that we spoke to on the Ball Street playoff video.
That's right.
Who got quite emotional at the end of it. I'm really proud of that, that little video.
That is a great video. Put a link in it in the description.
Yeah, we should do. It was the playoff from League Two to get into League One, which they won. Mm. But we didn't really focus on the game because we wanted to talk about the situation that they were in. And at the time, it was at a point where they were in this moment where they didn't know if it was going to work out. And their last hope was the court battle. I think it was with a guy called Velikon, who the Blackpool owners owed money to. And it went to court and they did owe money to them, and that's kind of what's allowed it to get to this point where it looks like they're going to be out and Blackpool fans are going to be able to go back and support their team at home games, and that could happen in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Amazing news. Disappointing headlines. I've got two. One I don't think you're going to want to talk about for long, but I saw it and I thought, that is a shame. Diaby retired. And he only played like less than 200 games, I think it was. 198 club games in 14 years. He was decent, you know. I think that unfulfilled potential is a really sad thing. I know he's an Arsenal player, but he did kick John Terry in the head.
I think...
What a shame.
Look, on a human level, if you can't do what you love doing, I presume he did love playing football, it's always a terrible thing. And he was good. He had so much potential. You know, could have followed in Vieira's footsteps if he had given he was under Wenger and had all bags and bags of potential.
So had that sort of, yeah, same physique as Vieira, but also first pass people with his pace driving with the ball.
Yeah, I wasn't just saying it because he was big and black.
Well, I just wanted to be clear. So,
didn't have to qualify my statement.
Sometimes we do. Yeah. Nowadays we do.
Yeah, I suppose it's better. At least we've done it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he had all the skill set to be to at least, you know, to reach somewhere near Vieira's level, I would have thought. But you just probably wouldn't let him do it. It wasn't designed for football. And
I bet every fan has a player that was in there, you know, that's played for their team that could have had so much better of a career, but they got injured. I'd love to know people's in the comments. Let us know. Maybe we can do something on that next week.
Ledley King would be ours, but I just think he would have left us if he hadn't been injured so much. So good.
Yeah, and he still kind of, I guess he squeezed out every drop of what was available to him. It's mad, the stories about him, wasn't it?
Yeah, he didn't train at all. Train we would just be in the swimming pool, and then he would be in the tactics meetings, and then he'd go out and play.
That's crazy.
He was great. He was really good. Although it's weird, like, Spurs fans are kind of like forgetting him now. I think it's like people will remember him. Not everybody, but some Spurs fans are saying, like, was he that good? Like, was he? Look at how good Bernard would have got in this team, and you're like, yeah.
I think before people used to go crazy about him, I do remember watching him going, wow, like, he's finding this really easy.
Yeah.
It's like how you watch Van Dijk now, and I know everyone goes crazy about Van Dijk now, but he backs it up. He walks through games. Rio Ferdinand, the same thing, walks through games. It's amazing.
Yeah.
QPR has quite a few of those players that you're like, that should have kind of gone on and done better things, especially at that level of a club, because it is players who could have gone into the Premier League and you are dropping down to the Championship. Lee Cook was one who had, like, amazing talent but went to Fulham, did his knee, and then just wasn't the same because of the pace. Mm. Ali Fowlin, you know, I love, like, he did his knee 3 times. And then the other side of it, we've had Ravel Morrison, who's on loan and was amazing for a few games but then just lost his way again. I think he's off to... might be off to Denmark or something now, or Norway, and Adel Taarabt as well. Like, in terms of actual talent, like, was an incredible player. But yeah,
Where's Adel Taarabt now?
I think he's at Genoa. I think he's still at Genoa.
Is he playing?
Not sure. Normally falls out with people.
Well, I'm going to find out while you do the next bit.
Okay, I can, with a quick fire, find a way. Didn't have it last week. If you've got to find a way, which is a story of how you found a way to get to the football, then let us know in the comments below. Joe3330, hashtag find a way. I cracked my head open on the way to a Worcester City game, and instead of going to the hospital, which was 15 minutes away, I carried on and got to the city physios to fix my head. Short and sweet, and absolutely incredible. Cracked his head open, still went to the football. What a lad.
Well, stupid, isn't it?
Probably should have really hurt himself.
Joe, make sure you check in just so we know there's not been any.
Yeah, that you're not dead.
Long-lasting damage.
You know, did I tell you about on the Fighting Cock? We did something like this, and
soldiers lost in battle. You just stole the exact idea.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
This guy went blind.
You should be referencing me on every podcast, by the way.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah. You should be listening.
Yeah.
You'd know.
True. you don't listen to Great Times, do you?
Yeah. I'm a busy man.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want?
As am I. But you started that.
Look, you were asking.
Actually, I started it.
Did you ask?
We fight.
Yeah, is this an argument?
Well, me. My name's James, and this is Flav. Together, flames, aren't we?
What's that bird? Is that what you've been doing all the time?
No, it's flames.
No, you just do this.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
What's this? This is
sorry.
Are you making some political, like, Albanian?
No.
Is that what you were doing?
No. It wasn't. That was a misunderstanding. Of my hands. Flames Advice is when we offer up some advice. Last week we let you down because Flav's parking. Where there was a guy and he was having a problem. We thought it might be some sort of free
spirit. Hey! Just made a look at that.
I saw that. Yeah. How old are you? I can't remember the guy's name and I can't find it here, but we remember the story. The guy looked like it was going quite well with this girl.
He fancies her.
Fancies her, but she's got a very close friend who is gay.
Yes, who, as it transpired, also fancies him, and he's basically been in the girl's ear, the gay guy.
Yeah, saying don't get with him.
Don't get with him. All the while, he wants to get with him.
Right.
And he's like, I know this, what do I do?
And they're very close friends, so he's like, I don't know if I can deal with that situation.
Of course, because it's constantly going to be there. The gay guy is trying to split them up because the gay guy wants to bang.
Mm.
And
sexual tension between him and that other guy, I would imagine.
How can you have a relationship like that when you've got this entity there that's...
It's
difficult. That is tough, isn't
it? So what's your advice?
Putting it on me, are you?
Well, I know what I'm going to say.
All right. Well, you last week you gave some sort of advice without giving advice, really. You said just give him a hand job.
That was a joke.
That was a joke.
I think it's really... Do you know what? I actually think, long term, you crack on with her, if you like her enough, and then you need to explain to her, not happy with this.
Your best mate is poison, love.
Yeah. And then make her choose.
You need to get that snake. I mean...
No, just go, look, you need to resolve the situation because I'm not... this ain't...
No, look, if you start going out with her and you care about her, you say you need to get this geezer out of your life.
Out of your life? That's harsh.
What kind of friend would...
Actually, yeah,
try
yeah,
and
yeah.
fuck you over because he wanted... He's not putting... So the gay guy knows he'll never get with this guy because he's not gay, and he's willing to fuck up his friend's life.
Sabotage him.
Just so he can't have the guy.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Is that someone you'd want? It's not someone I would want near me.
You make a good point. Tanvir?
Yeah, phase, get close with her and then phase the guy out.
Phase him out. What was his name? Gay Ben?
Gay Ben, yeah.
Get him out. Get him out of your life.
Yeah, I don't think it's not even a phase out, is it? It's a like, yeah, look, he actually said this to me, which is not cool.
Yes, yeah. Like,
that's a good way of saying it.
This is fucked.
That's not really cool.
Yeah, this is the position I'm in.
Deal with him.
As I understand it, this guy fancies me. I just want to be with you.
Yeah. Sure, you put me in a really difficult situation. Go, look, I'm sorry, I need to be able to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I say, I'm not putting you in a difficult situation. The snake is.
Yeah. Old snaky gay Ben over there.
Snaky gay Ben.
Right, we're giving you extra Flames advice this week because we let you down last week.
We didn't let them down.
Let them down.
It's not, it's free, it's a free podcast, not letting anyone down.
Before we get into it, just hit the like button.
Not actually true. If something is free, then you're the commodity.
So actually you did let them down.
Yeah.
But if you would like the podcast right now, it'd be great.
It's weird though, isn't it?
What?
Because you do this podcast, and people are like, they kind of enjoy it and they feel a part of the community when really it's just a wider thing to make money off them.
Weird. I mean, but it's not, is it? Because it's not.
I mean, it is though. Let's be honest. Cards on the table.
But it's not because it's
not. And I'm not happy about
but
it.
But it's not because it's
I don't think I can do this anymore.
He's off. Just finish Flames' advice.
Ooh, I'm not doing Flames' advice. I'm not doing it anymore. Jim, I've had enough.
He's double cup thrown. that was a bit fun. Adam Floyd, quick fire one here, Flav. I can't answer this. This is on you, Flav. Hashtag Flames, just checking in. If I make an eye contact for more than 10 seconds and then do nothing, do I still have a shot the next day?
Say that again.
If I make eye contact for more than 10 seconds and then do nothing, do I still have a shot the next day? So for those of you who haven't, I would say to you guys, go back and listen to the other podcasts. This is the first time you've listened to it, you will know by now the podcast goes all over the place because we're just having a nice old
chat. Do you know what, a good thing? If like some of the in-jokes at the end, especially around Flames' advice, because we're referring to other people, just go back and listen to the last 10 minutes of each podcast.
Yeah.
Then you'll get a lot more.
So one of the previous advices that Flav has given is give him the look. What is the look, Flav? Do it. All right, so that was about 3 seconds. But that's that's probably in a sort of foggy club you'd go with that just to make sure it pierces through, right?
Because they can see the whites of your eyes.
Yeah, like if it's sunshine and you're at a festival, it's like a... But if you're in a club it's a bit foggy and there's lights everywhere, you're like...
It's to make sure leaving it long enough that isn't, so it doesn't come across as momentary glance, short enough so it isn't sort of, it doesn't come as predatory.
Sure.
So
fine balance, isn't it?
Yeah. So with my missus, for me, it was, okay. I was talking to this bird and then I saw
every
her.
Every time, he just can't resist, can he?
Yeah.
Talking to some bird, cracking over. Saw my missus and I'd say we held each other's gaze for 3 seconds. That's what it was. About 3 seconds.
6 minutes.
It's so important. It's so important to me.
Yeah.
6 seconds.
6 minutes would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Two. 6 seconds is way too long.
This guy's done 10 seconds.
10 seconds is a lot.
So he's gone 10 seconds. Yeah.
Not even saying anything, he's just staring at some bird for 10 seconds.
10 seconds is staring. But the thing is
did he blink?
That's true. The other thing is...
Oh my God, okay, sorry. Go on.
All right, you can do the 10 second look, but that has to come later. So if you haven't actually approached her, but you've done little couple glances, And then eventually you're just like, right, now I'm gonna let them know what time of day it is. And then you just, then you kind of lock eyes for longer. And then you just slowly go.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I feel like we need a little bit more context here, because say even in that 10 seconds, the best, the coolest I can, yeah, just your hands rise.
Do I have to blur this?
Because what's the best you can get from the 10 seconds? Like the best of a 10 second look is you can go. That's the best you can do. That's the coolest you can probably do in that. If you've got to fill 10 seconds of a look that this guy's done, right?
What's happening?
Do you want the so here's a quick story. First, we've done our A-levels. First trip abroad, everyone going out, right? We're in a club. This guy comes up to me. He went, I think that girl's like looking at me. And I was like, well, look, just give her the eyes back. Like, I'm 18 at this point. So just stand. Wait for her to look. Just give her a wink. Give her a wink. Now, I don't know if winks work. Sometimes winks don't work, depending on the person.
Yeah, okay? You've got to be a...
It's risky, but white I was
teeth,
18.
White teeth, yeah. Area winks.
But he went, okay, all right. He went off, I'll carry on.
Do that. Ryan.
He comes, he raced back, and he goes, taps me on the shoulder, and he goes, I've had a nightmare. he went, what? He went, I double blinked.
What?
So he went to the camera, he went to the camera, cut to this one in a sec, so when I look, he went like this.
Jesus.
He double blinked her, and I went, oh, fuck's sake. Well, no, just don't worry, look, just do it again. Just make sure you just one wink this time. And you went, okay. Went off, comes back 2 minutes late, double blinked again.
Fuck yeah.
Double blinked her twice. Amazing. So does he still have a shot the next day? To answer that.
10 seconds is long. Just first look, 10 seconds is long. It's predatory. No.
It probably depends if she realised he was just staring at her for like 10 seconds.
And it's the way you looked, isn't it? If he was like... If
it kind of looks like he was just dazed out and thinking about someone else, then probably,
I don't think there's any way you can look for 10 seconds and it'd be good.
No, but sometimes sometimes you just daze out.
Unless she's awkward too and she's gone. So yeah, probably not, Adam. Rob Turner. Quick fire this one because I've got another one. Flames, I have an issue. On a night out, I struggle to dance normally. I look like a man possessed, but by Stephen Hawkins. Any advice any lad that has dancing lessons should just cut their... Any lad that has dancing lessons should just cut their cock off. Anything else?
What?
I mean, that's
dancing lessons
are. There's nothing wrong with dancing lessons.
Would you consider yourself a good dancer?
I would.
Love that.
I would.
You he's the greatest dancer.
I would say, it's just establish a two-step.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with just a basic.
You don't really need like major dancing lessons and anything as long as you've got some sort of rhythm.
Find a two-step.
Yeah,
and I remember teach my mate how to dance. He was like, I don't know what, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I was like, find that like two-step.
Yeah,
and then just know that you have to finish there. So if you like want to do something in between, cool. Just make sure you stay within that two-step.
Yeah.
So that would be my advice.
I've never had any complaints about my dancing.
But yeah, line dancing's a bit
different. There was a time when I met my missus for the first time.
Jesus. Oh, not again. Not again.
Right. So there you go. That's my advice. And last one, because we thought we'd give you some more. It's a bumper edition, isn't it? Harry, #flames. Hi, lads. Just checking in. Need some flames advice. I work with this girl in a large workspace with about 400-ish employees. Mm-hmm. And I really like her, and I think she might like me, but I'm not sure if it's like that or as a mate. We are always talking and flirting. I'm not the most confident of guys, which doesn't help, and I want to ask her out, but I don't know how I should do it, as if she says no, I don't want to make it awkward because us at work, if she doesn't like me in that way. Any advice would be appreciated. Watch this podcast every week. It's the best. Cheers.
Nice one, mate. You'd stare at her.
That maybe in a work situation, the 10-second stare could work.
No, it doesn't work anywhere.
It's horrific.
God.
Tricky, isn't it? Tricky, because you've got to be subtle with this one. You must be subtle with this one because you don't, like, any outlandish, like, big things are going to be awkward, aren't they?
You should just airdrop her some memes.
A more modern way of doing
That's
it.
That's what I do to Craig all the time in the office.
Well, can't you give one of your creepy ways about you, how you attract girls?
It's not a creepy way at all.
There's yeah, was it sign up to the charity thing and it's
no, so
yeah, it creates a fake charity to lure people in.
Listen, there was a girl I was talking to and I sent her a thing. I was like, oh, can you sign this form for me? I work for like ethnic minorities or something.
I work for ethnic minorities. And then,
you've told this story before.
Yeah.
And then when she's like, oh yeah, sure, it's like an iPhone form. And she just puts a number in and finds it funny.
Yeah. Yeah, look, it was weird 2 months ago and it's still weird.
He sort of lays traps out to ensnare women.
Yeah. That's not what happened.
It's like a little mouse trap that he sends via WhatsApp.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's concentrate on Harry.
Step in that and then come to my dungeon.
I think the working environment plays a bit of a part.
Yep.
Is this an office? Because that gives you the, you've got the technology element to it, or if he's working in a factory or something.
Don't actually send them memes.
There was a girl, when I worked at Woolworths when I was 15, 16, there was a girl I thought was stunning. Jane, the name was.
Yep.
Have I heard
that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Go on.
Jane.
Go on.
And I never ever plucked up the courage to ask her out because I was convinced she was going to say no.
Do you know what I think might be?
Do you know what else I did once?
Go on.
Because I fancied her so much.
Go on.
No,
I was walking along and I put my foot in a box and tripped up the box because we were shelf stacking and tripped up and hit the ground right in front of her.
That's so cute.
Still right there.
You go red and flustered.
Yeah, probably.
Horrible.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, blushing was a big thing when I was a.
Well, me too. Yeah, I still get it sometimes.
But I don't give a shit now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm red and deal with it.
Blushing?
No, I'm brown. Don't get blushing.
Yeah, but that's not. We're not allowed to make that joke.
That's the joke.
You're not allowed to make that joke.
Yeah, we're not allowed to make that joke.
I've made it for you.
Great.
But if I laughed, that would have made me racist.
I don't think it would have.
Harry, here's some advice. If there's a kind of... Is there a group of you guys? If not, Friday drink. What's wrong with a Friday drink?
Yeah,
Friday
what drink. What harm? There can come no from a Friday
in
drink.
A Friday drink. How can you maneuver the Friday drink with this girl? Because then you've got a setting. It's not like work.
Relaxed.
Where it says she's flirting with you and always talking with you.
Couple of drinks.
Quick drink.
Couple of drinks.
Long. I've had a killer of a week. Fancy a quick drink? Do it in a group, maybe.
Have some whiskey. Oh, I'll have a whiskey.
Yeah. Do you want a drink? You buy yourself one drink, you buy them four.
Oh, no.
They get a bit drunk. I'm joking.
I'm not sure that's all right.
I'm kidding.
Like you give her a note that says, roses are red, violets are blue, I've got a knife, get in the van. No, seriously, to take yourself out of the work environment is a really good thing because that's kind of, the etiquette is gone then.
Yeah.
People relax in a way in the pub and behave in a way that they don't at work, obviously. And if that is real, if that spark between you is real, and it probably is, if you can feel it, probably is, then sit next to her, and you know what? Just a little bit of...
what are you doing with your hands?
A bit of what?
A little bit of tact, what's the word?
Break the touch barrier.
Tactile. Break the touch barrier. Yeah. So she's got a hand, you might say, put your hand on her hand when you tell her something.
Don't
grab it.
Yeah, or elbow maybe.
Yeah, something like that. And if she's feeling it, then you'll probably know.
Yeah, I think that's good. And so yeah, every Friday.
Do not slap her on the ass if she gets up.
No, really, no.
Do
that's
not
worth
do that.
Saying. That is worth saying, because that will go down badly. Especially around your colleagues.
That is worth saying.
You know, and if you're, like you're saying, yeah, you haven't got a huge amount of confidence. you haven't got a huge amount of confidence. Start the Friday drink.
Early, really early. Lunchtime, start the Friday drink. Just slip off to the toilet, a few drinks.
That wasn't what I was going to say. Start the Friday drink. Not with her, with other people, and it's a thing. Friday drink. Always have a Friday drink. Oh, me and the guys have started having a Friday drink. You should come. Oh, I'm busy this week. Okay. All right. Yeah, no worries. Come next week. We'll probably be doing it next week. Next week happens again. Mm. And you've got a vehicle to love there every single Friday.
That's good.
That's my advice. Tanvir, yours
was
amazing.
I feel like you guys are longing this out way too much.
What do you mean?
Yeah, the drink says all right, but just go and ask her out.
Yeah, but if you just go straight in, she might not be at that position right now.
So what?
But with a few few social situations.
He just needs to get some drinks.
He's not confident.
Right.
He's not confident, Zambi. You're not listening.
Just say, oh yeah, do you want to go for some drinks?
It's not everyone's like you. Just like smash and dash.
I don't smash and
dash. Babes, so babes.
Smash, splash and dash.
What are you doing? So what is it? Like, your babes, yeah?
Yeah.
Me.
Hey, you got pretty eyes. Hey, you got pretty eyes. Where are you from?
I don't.
Excuse me, miss, let me talk to you.
Why are you putting up gun fingers at me?
Excuse me, miss, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you, yeah? So, Friday, drinks?
Yeah.
And she'll go, wait, I'm really busy now. It's 9:30 on a Tuesday after.
Just say
you're
right.
Morning.
Fine.
Okay, I'll see you later. And he sits next to her. Let's talk about it later. Six later. Awkward?
No.
Never think about it.
Tanvico, hey, you got pretty eyes. Where are you from? You got pretty eyes. Give me your number, I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah. Wait, can I borrow your phone? Oh, give me your phone.
Oh yeah, I lost my phone. Let me call it. You got my number.
Oh shit.
That's quite good.
That's quite good. Because it's like you're giving the number, you're making
it. I was joking.
No, look.
No, oh my God.
No.
You stumbled across me.
Sometimes there is a decent
deal. Well, there you go. Two strategies. Our way.
It's really hot.
His way. Yeah, it is really hot. We're going to wrap it up now.
Some ice creams?
That's a nice show.
Ice creams are nice.
Right, we're going to go get some ice creams. Pick out, catch up. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Ratings and reviews on iTunes. Go subscribe. We will read them out. Get involved in the comments. As ever, we love you very much. See you soon.
Peace.
Bye. You're going to storm off like you normally do?
No.
Some girl sent me a nude once, and it was like her boob was kind of like a mountain. And like, it looked really weird because she had like the sun in the back, so she made her boob like nipple look like
the top of a mountain.
The top of a mountain, and the sun was just peeking over.
That's hilarious.
It was weird.
Not sexy, I guess.
You didn't see her again after that. That was enough. You shallow prick.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.